This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The National Weather Service is warning that the record-shattering heat wave in the West will continue there and spread into the nation's midsection. The temperature may hit 116 degrees in Palm Springs, California today. AP correspondent Mike Hempen with what they're asking Californians to do.
California's power grid operator is calling for voluntary energy conservation on Thursday as a dangerous heat wave bakes the West. The hot and extremely dry weather is making fire conditions especially dangerous in a number of Western states.
It's already 100 degrees this morning in Phoenix and is expected to reach 117 today. The U.S.-Russia summit is over, but what will come of it? AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with what President Biden got and didn't get in his meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
The president says his goal was to deliver his messages face-to-face, that he wants to cooperate with Moscow where possible and will respond to Russian aggression where needed.
I did what I came to do.
The two men agreed to send their ambassadors back to their posts and on a plan to replace a nuclear treaty. In other areas, though, they remain far apart. Ukraine, human rights, and cybersecurity. Through an interpreter, Putin denied involvement in cyber attacks on the U.S. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A wave of brief internet outages appears to have hit dozens of financial institutions, airlines, and other companies around the world. The Hong Kong Stock Exchange said it got hit by technical problems this morning, but says its websites are now back to normal. Juneteenth will now be a federal holiday. June 19th commemorates the end of slavery in the U.S. The House and Senate have now passed the bill, which goes to President Biden. He's expected to sign it into law. This is AP News. Vaccination efforts have turned into a slog as an infectious COVID-19 variant spreads. Here's our Mike Gracia with the latest on this.
Federal health authorities are warning of the rise of the Delta variant of COVID-19, in particular in pockets of the United States with low vaccination rates. During a call for governors on Monday, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the Delta variant has increased from 2.7% of all cases in the U.S. in May to 9.7% this month, according to details provided by the Washington Governor's Office. The Missouri Health Department's COVID-19 dashboard showed 206 people hospitalized with the virus in southwestern Missouri Wednesday. That's nearly double the 111 hospitalizations in that region at the start of May. In Texas, the rolling average of newly confirmed infections has roughly doubled since May 31st to nearly 2,000 this week. I'm Mike Gracia.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.